The worst thing you can do as a rapper is start choking, you know, that's fucked. Not like that. No, but low-key, if you just... It's a bro, say if you just grab, I could fuck up a few dogs, man.
So if you can't move your legs and your bum jiggles a tiny bit, you have no bum.
You don't, no, the jiggle have doesn't no count, bum. You got that curve, you know that little curve man have in the front?
True.
That one works.
It's called the bulge.
But also, yeah, the bulge.
So, what would you look around on first date?
Dress.
Clothes.
All right.
Okay, no, I respect it because like you're keeping distance. I like it. It's F.
Okay, now I actually have an interesting. But first things first, what are we talking about?
We're talking about the dress code thing.
Dress code?
Yeah.
Should we talk about what's acceptable, not acceptable on first dates, but what's expected to wear like dress code on first dates?
Yeah, we could talk about all under dress code.
Before we even get into the episode, Andre, this is Richard, this is Armani, and this is Antoinette.
No, this is...
Oh, I'm that kid.
And this is Antoinette. Hi.
And I had a quick question for everyone. What animal do you think like you could beat with your bare hands?
Beat up?
Yeah. Like the max.
Ant.
Sidemen asked this question, isn't it?
I know.
Ant.
Like, honestly.
An ant and an animal.
I don't know my power.
Not an insect.
I don't know my strength.
I'll say like a chicken.
Yeah, chicken, yeah.
No, can you capture it?
No, if they fuck you up with their beak, it's effed, you know. If they catch you.
I feel like a man like me, I don't know, a dinosaur if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I think I could do a good goose, you know.
You've been in contact.
No, low key, they're violent, but if I grab your neck and snap it. A Why goose, that's a hefty fish? Fight though. No, because a goose is a challenge. Chicken, all you gotta do. Bro, we kill chicken in Jamaica easy
no,
like that
you
already.
Don't kill chicken, your
I could,
kill chicken.
But I'm not on it. I don't like the visualization of the death.
For me, that's free cheese.
Okay, I thought.
Chicken breast.
I could fuck up like a.
Be realistic.
BLT.
Bacon, lettuce, mayo.
I could fuck up a pig.
It's not that.
I could fuck up a pig.
Nah, pigs are in the way they will eat you after they've finished. I'm not on it. Pig is too much to get past.
I can't fuck up a dog.
Mm-mm.
You can, no.
They go on too long.
They're what too dog resistant. are you talking about?
Like, bro, I'll be real, yeah.
You're gonna fuck up a Rottweiler, yeah?
A Rottweiler.
I said it's Rottweiler.
A Rottweiler. I can't. A Rottweiler. Listen. Rottweiler.
You wanna fuck up a Chihuahua?
But low key, right? If you just jump on a dog, belly flop it. What the fuck is it going to do? Push you off?
Nah, that
dogs
man,
are strong.
Don't know,
he's
man.
Not pushing you off, I'll be real. There's certain men have fucked up dogs.
This is why I'm getting a Doberman Pinscher.
Loki,
fuckers are not thinking about jumping my dog.
No, but Loki, if you just. It's a bro, say if you just grab. I could fuck up a few dogs, man.
So you. Okay.
I can honestly back myself. Not no mastiff, though. Them things will collapse me one time.
There's certain dogs that you just would not be able to fuck up.
I reckon I could fuck up a few dogs.
You think you could. What's the song? What's the dog? Do you know the ones that police have?
German Shepherd. Nah, there's one next. Yeah. I live next door to one. He's fucked. This dog effed. When he was younger, as soon as you walk past him, man's on it. Even when you meet him, like, bare violence. He's on crud.
Say if you just fam, like, you can beat a dog, I'll be real.
What do you want to do? Because them man there, they're fast, they're strong, they don't give up. Like, you try to kick their face, they're going to bite your foot and just not let go.
My thing is to try to get it not pinned down, but in a position where it's like kind of not locked. German Shepherds don't get locked, Joe.
Mm.
We're in a position where they're kind of locked, not locked, but I have them pinned down. And just if I had man's face, I'm not saying this on camera, but I like dogs. The fuck?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say how I'd beat up a dog.
No, yeah.
There's definitely methods, man.
Anyway, Tech Feast Warriors.
Can we take this as a soundbite and use it as a YouTube short or something? Because we need to make more small content like that.
Tech Feast Warriors.
We should do one at the beginning of every episode so it's easy to edit as well.
So
what's this Tech Feast Warriors?
They're man them. They're in a big group, coming like Power Rangers. Every man's got a different color.
Basically.
Me whipping out the sword, isn't it?
I'll whip out the sword.
Okay, you don't need to.
Yeah. How's it? How's what's the tech?
Just a group of people watching tech pieces, matching.
That's moist, man. That's have some moist. Individuality. Be masculine.
Wait, it's the same. It's the same way women come out with all body suits and fucking tight
bodysuits. Bodysuits. But this is what you man want to see. This
no,
is the
don't.
Bro, you've said many times before about bodysuits. You've said many times before about summer dresses.
Many
don't
girls
come
say they
to me about
see,
this.
They want to see that guy in the grey tracksuit, but then they wear
grey tracksuit. I didn't ask for tech fleece.
But it's a grey tracksuit.
No,
tracksuit.
I want regular tracksuit.
But it's a tracksuit.
Tracksuit that isn't structured. You know what the problem with tech fleece? It's too fitted. The material is too woodum. It needs to be loose. It needs to be.
That's the material is too woodum.
It needs to be like this. Like this is flowy. This is like, but tech fleece is very much like.
Yeah, it makes one
look. I think that's the reason with bodysuits. It's like people that have no body are wearing a bodysuit. It don't make sense.
Like GC Couture and that is GC.
That's what, yeah, that's another thing.
Right. Same with niggas that haven't got big dicks are wearing grey tracksuit. You can wear a grey tracksuit, it's not illegal, but you're selling girls' dreams.
No, it depends what grey tracksuit you have.
Oh, it differentiates the grey
tracksuit.
It depends
on your meat pattern as well.
Because if it's just.
I hate you.
No, because low key, you can wear a grey tracksuit, yeah. There can be two niggas that are 7 inches. But one nigga might be 6 already, then he gets harder and an extra inch grows. The other nigga could be a good 3-4 flaccid.
Can so I tell you something though?
The dick print is low-key jumping to conclusions.
I feel like it don't matter. Because if you're small, flaccid, yeah, you got that curve. You know that little curve man have in the front?
True.
That one works.
It's called the bulge.
But also, yeah, the bulge. But also, if it's a little long thing, you put it to the side and already it looks like you got a long thing as well. You can maneuver it different ways.
It honestly depends on the trend.
You're moving crazy.
It does.
I realised enough meat in my time pause to...
Pause.
No.
Pause.
It's for scientific research, bro.
What's scientific about it?
My vendetta against women.
Fair enough. But Juicy Couture, no Juicy. Okay, so what? People can't just enjoy the tracksuit?
No!
Yes.
Fucking
no, man.
No. Sick of seeing these flat things with Juicy and that is Juicy.
Wow.
Fuck off, must be.
No, do you know what? I'm not gonna lie.
I'm joking.
No, you're not.
If you've got a little something in there, that's calm.
No, but no, Juicy.
Juicy helps it boosts it a little bit more.
Accentuates
but
the.
But if you have nothing, the pants can't work with you. It's not like
but
it's gonna
nothing?
Be like.
Nothing.
I'm talking about
ass,
nothing.
No.
Huh?
Listen, huh?
I said everyone has a huh?
That's a very childish.
No,
point.
But I mean like everyone's got an
everyone's
actual
got
ass.
Hole.
Bro, yeah. Some people's asses that like they've been hitting their ass with a baseball bat.
How was I supposed to say everyone with a hole? I said back.
Bro, it's like that sometimes.
I saw someone with a long extra long back. There's an extra long back.
I got
extra
long.
This was
not point.
Gated, this
what I'm trying to say is everyone has a little ass. Maybe
they
it's
don't,
underneath.
Man. They don't. They don't. They don't have a little something. Sometimes it's like that. It's just.
Just stop.
But sometimes even, the way the scoliosis is built with the back,
it's
the back goes inwards.
It's F.
I swear that, and the thigh comes outwards. It's F.
Listen, if you can't move your legs and your bum jiggles a tiny bit, you have no bum.
You don't. No, the
you have
doesn't
no bum,
count, man. Because the jeans, if they're in jeans.
No. Naked, but naked, and you if you walk and there's no jiggle. I'm talking about minimal jiggle.
Nah, that's your standards are low. Man said minuscule jiggle.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying it means you have no ass. I'm just saying it means you have no ass.
But fat tip, sorry, that was a bit mad.
Yeah, fat tip.
Bigger things, bigger girls. Fat things. That was rude. I take it back. But bigger girls, they naturally have jiggle because they're bigger.
Yeah, and for
but
some
when
guys,
they lose weight
people,
now, but when they lose weight, they got nothing. So does they still wear juice?
No, that don't make sense. No, I'm not gonna lie, that don't make sense because
when
it depends.
Fat.
It depends on how they lose their weight. If they lose their weight through like gastric bypass, whatever it is,
band, yeah.
They might have no. But if you're going to gym, yeah,
and
the way you're
working
out,
your,
you have a little. You will have a little ass.
All right, but what about the fat things? The big things. Sorry, this is. I'm gonna say fat. I don't care, man. Fuck you. Fat things, yeah, but they have no ass, so they're big, and then it's just like W.
You say W.
What? But it jiggles when they walk because it's
yeah,
sagging.
But for some guys that's ass. For me, it's not.
Some guys just stuff it in and shape it. For
the... You get it. What's it called?
Skims. Wow, sponsor.
Listen. There was a whole phase where people used to actually wear the little pants with the little holes just to make.
I know.
Ass.
I used to see.
Oh. Yeah, you used to wear them, so I don't.
No.
You wanted to on a slide.
No. I went to a competition.
Were you talking
which
about
was
them?
Netball. and the gal was wearing it, and we were all like, oh, why is she wearing that for? It's so bait. Because it's bait. You got your cheeks and then just like two round circles there, like.
Yeah, because you're meant to wear it with jeans, not these trousers.
She was wearing it with shorts.
Huh?
Skin tight shorts. I'm thinking, you're meant okay, to wear jeans. I never will wear it, I'll be real.
That's crazy.
But girl, I swear, Bev, man, put tissue in your bras and
shit. No, I did that once in primary school when I was really young, because me and my friend was like, yeah, do it, and I did it. Looks dumb. Now look, you know what? Don't wish for something, because when you got it now, you're not happy. Don't do it. Starting to stuff tissue in your bra, but now your back's hurting. It's not fun anymore, man. Anyway.
No, I hear that, though, because when I was a kid, I always used to wish for bigger hood, bro.
It's terrible. It's a struggle.
So this kid didn't ask for candy.
What did I ask for?
I'm not gonna lie.
I was selling more times.
I wanted big boobs when I was a kid.
No, I'm not gonna lie. I asked God to put a few more inches on.
When? 5 years? Like, how long?
How
time ago?
Time
ago.
Really?
Time ago. Yeah. Last time I asked was yesterday.
Okay, if you're talking 10,
I'm happy where I am. But when I was young, I was like, yo, God, listen.
Oh,
like my uncle always told me I was gonna be alright. I would always grow more, so it's calm. Mm. As in height, obviously.
We are on camera.
As in height, obviously.
Okay, good. Someone's gonna see it from family.
Oh yeah, true.
Did you get it? Did you get it?
Sorry, I'm talking about height, so that's
okay. That's calm. Yeah, your height, obviously.
But I always ask for more inches as a kid. Pause. That sounds
worse.
No, but height-wise, I always wanted to be taller.
I always wanted big boobs, I'll be real. That's always my thing, because I feel like that always made me a woman. I feel like that was going to make me just like mum. You know?
Yeah.
But what else should we talk about? Should we talk about... So we've talked about Juicy Couture and women. How about women that wear these these tops that show their tits, but
can
they...
Can we talk about our appreciation, little 2 minutes, for all of the beautiful women that wear waist beads?
Yeah.
Yeah, well done for them. Love
yes,
that for you.
But anyway, going off the thing that you're saying, I appreciate little titty.
I prefer. I'm not fussed about breasts.
No, but like, you see when they wear the little dress and it has like the little bit of underneath. I'm like, you go.
You know what though? Do you have a bit man vibes though? Because you've got no tits.
Not for me.
Sometimes, yeah.
Because when
you got nothing.
No, not really.
Because sometimes they make up for the bunda.
It's true, but also sometimes big boobs also doesn't match the outfit. That's the pissed off thing. So it's like, there's actually no in between.
I like small breasts because they're like, you have to diverge and see what's really underneath. With big breasts, you just know it's big. And you can kind of tell the shape because it sticks out sometimes.
No, but isn't it weird that you're feeling up and it just feels like chest?
No, it doesn't feel like chest. It still have titty meat, man. It still have some titty meat. I'm telling you.
Because their thing is nice and soft. Our thing is just bone and vibes.
Mm.
And like, sometimes you just, you know.
And it's nice. Sometimes you can just suck in it in peace.
You for real,
no, but you can't fit the whole team.
No, because sometimes they're...
No, you don't want to. Sometimes
they're a bit attackish. They're a bit attackish. They like just come at you. Like the small ones are like, oh yeah, I'll come to you, fam. It's alright.
You know, but you know what? Though? It's like dick though. Sometimes. It's like penis. Like you don't want it too big because it's too much sometimes. Are you sure?
Yes, nigga. The fuck? Are you sure?
All them jokes you be busting about certain else in it.
Jokes, comedic purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Same way goes both ways, innit?
I'm not sure.
What else do men wear?
But girls complain about small dicks. Men don't really complain about small breasts.
Complain about big breasts.
No, who complains about big breasts? Bro, don't do that face. You always do this face.
What did you just say?
You just said that they're attackish. We didn't say we don't like them.
Sorry, so if someone comes up to me in a taxi,
there could be a attackish dog. Like yeah, but I'm like, still,
no,
that could be a good pet.
No, because sometimes the big breasts, they're a lot just to handle. I love them. Don't get me wrong.
Nah, it is rugs. You know, I've just said that you don't like them, and then progressively said that you do. That's not positive. Nothing about that is positive.
You like the spice and the fire.
You know what I mean?
No, you don't.
If I want to fight, then
because sometimes
you know
it depends
what
mood I'm in. Sometimes it's small, sometimes crazy.
No, you're not capping. Anyway, what do men wear? You know what as well?
Alexander McQueen's.
Mm. But also, I don't want to air. Nah, you know what? Alexander McQueen. Just talk about that one.
They're not it, man.
What was you going to say?
I don't know.
Alexander McQueen's aren't it for me.
What's that?
They give me ick these days, I'll be real. Yeah.
You know what I was going to say? I wasn't going to say yours, but I was going to say Jordan's in general. You know why Jordan 1s have... You know what? Where it comes from? This is my vendetta. Because I like Jordan 15s, the Billie Eilish things, yeah?
Hey, turn off the internet. microphone, please. Yeah. Have you seen a Jordan 15?
Yeah, no, no. Listen, okay, because they're different. Every man wearing Jordan 1s.
From Hitler was fucking different. Doesn't mean I like the car.
I didn't ask you to like the Jordan 15s. I'm just saying, like.
No, Hitler's very bad.
No, you. But I'm saying, everyone wants Jordan 1s, Jordan 1s. Switch it up, man. Thing.
No, not it's not about everyone wanting Jordan 1s.
The green dunks, the green dunks are different.
They're very similar. They're pretty much the same.
The Camerons are different.
They're very pretty much the same thing.
Nah, I don't think so. If you
add a little high beat, bro, you're not different. You're all the same.
I am different. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm different. I'm the most stubborn one in the group. It's me.
Yeah, but I'm... Bro, I'm not serious. I know I'm not different. Bro, I'm like every other girl, but
dunks,
I'm different.
Dunks and Jordan 1s are the same, if we're being honest.
No, but the pattern of my dunks are different to them Jordans.
Barely. Because they're fucking dunks. What the fuck?
Yeah, but everyone gets Jordans. No, hardly anyone gets the dunks that I've got.
Bro, bare man have dunks.
Not the ones that I've got.
That's why they go on and resellers get them.
I'm not going to lie, a lot of girls have dunks. A lot of them. But a high majority of the girls have dunks.
Bro, we're all the same.
Okay, let's go to the Jordan 15s then. Let's go to Jordan 15s. Exactly, no one has them. That's what I want.
I'm taking a go of the Jordan 1s respectfully.
All I'm saying is that everyone's wearing the same Jordan 1s.
I'm just saying, you could tell a lot by a woman from the way that she keeps her J's. Like, if they're clean.
I ain't got none so good.
Or her dunks then. But if they're clean. You could tell.
It's a big turn on for me personally. Yeah,
like if they're
fucked.
No, just one pair of them. The other ones are not.
If you're cool, if your Jordans are creased, then you don't care about your life.
I don't care about my... Get it.
That's why I looked at it. That's why I looked at it. But they're not as creased. For how long I've had them, they are not...
How long have you had them for?
Like, maybe a year?
A year?
No.
No, under a year.
No, he had them at Rum Kitchen, though, now.
Yeah.
So now probably good, like, 7 months, probably 8 months.
Okay, fair enough.
Hmm.
Yeah, man. Your team, what, mud on it, ketchup?
There's only one pair. The other two I haven't fucked up. The other two, I don't wear them often. The camo ones and the green ones that I got.
Hmm? Another shoe that needs to be cancelled is,
Monster Stompers. I think they've gone, but the feeler want monster things.
No, you only see goth chicks and swat
yeah,
chicks.
I'm glad.
Goth chicks are bad.
Loki, we did our thing. No, Loki, yeah, this community did our thing. We got rid of them feeler stompers. On a real, we actually did.
No, they're still there.
Can we take some time to appreciate rock chick light skins?
Who is
like,
this?
Like, the lighter skin girls that like rock and are into like.
I'm not appreciating.
Fishnet track, like the fishnet tights. No. Nope, okay.
We're not appreciating everyone.
They're cool, man.
I'm appreciating it. You're not appreciating it?
Nah, they don't do nothing for my life.
Just give me the full.
Just because they're light skin.
White. You want the white ones?
100%. Just the blatant. The black I know what
one,
I'm getting.
Because the white ones, like, fuck it, I may as well kill myself. The black one has sense to.
Huh? I'm talking about light skin.
No, because the light skin is too balanced, man.
You don't know what you're getting with them. You don't know what you're getting. Are you going to get wrong?
Actually, we know two.
Sense.
I don't know two.
We do.
I don't know who the second one is. Her man, though, I'll be real.
No, babe!
Oh, man.
Cut the camera.
All them ladies, if you feel like your man's too ugly, it's not that deep. Just leave him. Looks do matter. Wow. Have pretty kids. That's a very rude podcast. It's true, though, man. Looks matter. Stop lying to yourself.
You know what? I may be converting a little bit, but not enough. Because you know what? Regardless if you go out with someone that looks good, they're still going to fuck you over. Someone who looks ugly is still going to fuck you over.
I'd rather say, I'd be happy to say I got fucked over by Janae Icon. Then fucking
yeah, crabby bottom or some shit like that. Anyway, clothing.
What's acceptable? To,
is you know what? Don't wear backpacks around me. No, I'm joking. But imagine you go to a rave, yeah, man's got a backpack on his back. Like man's gone to a rave and he's got a backpack on.
That's what American niggas. If it's low key, you can get away with it if it's like an expensive backpack.
If it's an expensive one, but I'm saying Nike.
You can.
No, just do it, bug.
No, but if it's like a drippy LV bag, I'm like, yeah, that shit, I'll keep it on. In the room.
What's your beef against it?
Huh?
What's your beef against the rucksack?
I'm not gonna lie. In school. Sorry, but like.
Just in uni, when the clerk room.
Not like, the small one.
Just like a bag in general. Bro, I'm not going to club with backpack. I'll be real.
Home's too far. I'll be real.
Drop it off.
Where?
Cloakroom.
Cloakroom?
No, cloakroom's costing a lot.
It's not more times, bro.
Is that £2?
No, right, it's £2.
How much was it?
Or leave it in the corner of the space and fuck off, go elsewhere. As I've done that, I left my coat and my bag elsewhere and I just enjoyed my time.
I'll pay £10.
How is Cardi B?
No, when you're in uni, bro.
She's thick, man. She's nice.
Yeah, she's all right. She's got thingy. But you know what scares me when she takes her clothes off?
Who?
Honestly,
makeup and stuff.
No. The tattoo actually scares me a little bit. It throws me off a bit. Yeah, this throws me off. This.
Cash has that. That's nice. That's lame. That is lame.
It just froze me.
The no makeup team deaded me. That one surprised me.
Yeah, that surprised me. I'm not gonna lie.
That one surprised me.
F, it was F.
I know.
I saw it. I said it's Stacks.
Who is it? Butters. Oh, some YouTuber. No, it's F. I'm not even gonna say it because.
Yeah, it's F.
Oh no, I've seen it already. She's not terrible. This is the reality though. This is what girls. Some girls look like. But you know she's wearing makeup.
Yeah, but I didn't know it's that much. When I'll be real. That's pure naivety. I don't know.
You know what? It's not that much makeup. It's just she's good at her makeup. Obviously, is good. I'm stumbling. That's a lot. Nah, the concealer is doing bits. I'll be real. The concealer is doing bits. I feel like Cardi B's body is in proportion to everything. Nah, money's different gravy, you know. Money's getting excited. Touching it. No, why are you getting excited?
You
don't know. I don't know if she's that long, yeah. She looks more like a bodybuilder to me. She looks like a bodybuilder. No, respectfully, no, money, I'll be real.
How does she look like a bodybuilder?
Bro, what is her shoulders? No, man. No. You know what? Let me not judge because I don't know. God knows what I look like. So.
This woman, effed.
She's cute. I like the bodysuit too.
Effed.
Oh, yeah.
Effed. Upset.
She married.
She looks like she got a dick, though.
What?
Look.
Yeah, it's obviously overly, not. Yeah. But do you see, she looks like she just muscle. I mean, good for her. She looks kind of cool, but I'm just like, it's scary as fuck. Scary out here. Do you think, that's not even. Booty shorts. Is that a have to? That's a minimum requirement of a girl, isn't it? Low key booty shorts. Minimum
it depends.
Requirement.
It depends.
Do you know them pajama ones you always on Instagram they're advertised and it has a nice little. If I see a girl outside, that I'm not wifing her.
Yeah, if she's out. If she got it outside.
Streets.
No, girlfriend material. Yeah. You have to.
If it's inside.
Bro, I don't. Low key, I don't want my girl to like. Girls look the most beautiful when they have a nice, elegant dress on them.
It's not really batty
and breasts.
Yeah,
do you know what I miss? I'm not gonna lie. I don't know if anyone remembers this maxi dresses.
I like a maxi dress.
Is a maxi dress again?
Long.
The long, thin kind of material that just.
Yeah,
it's like a jiggly the jiggle batty jean trousers.
Yeah.
It's that material.
It's like a sponge. It's like this kind of thing.
Bro.
It's like stretchy but jiggly.
People used to wear that with other Air Forces or TNs. Hey.
I see a girl in TNs.
This is South.
Hey.
So what the fuck is TN doing?
Yeah. Go to South Arks then, bro. I'm telling you.
You asked them, I don't want to die.
That sounded fake. Man said
that's your business laugh.
Hey, look it up, though, the dress.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, anyway, I'm not going to. Yeah, not even saying anything.
Yeah, can you look up the dress?
Maxi dress. These are a bit different.
Look up. This you one. Mean midi? Do you mean a midi? Oh no, maxi. That's cool. But midi dresses. Do you mean a midi dress? That's a bit higher than a maxi.
No, maxi dress where it's like.
Yeah, but have you seen the TNs in the Air Forces?
It's yeah, low. Midi dresses
midi
are now
is calf here.
Oh yeah, but the midi dress or the small ones are now like these days. I don't like that.
What?
Like where the dress hair
that's
and then
mini.
They wear it. Hell no.
That's I'm talking about midi, M I D I.
How high is a skirt for you? Like, where does a
first of all? Can I just say? We're not dressing up for you. We're dressing up for ourselves, because man, them yeah. First of all, just want to put that out there for the ladies. I'm saying their point, because obviously we don't dress for your approval. For your approval.
Yeah, all the microphones are off the bozo.
No, they're not, because I can hear your voice.
Okay,
good. I'm you know, just for your opinion, thingy. Anyway, go ahead about what length is good.
It's dead now.
Okay, good. Well, that's it.
This is why vendetta exists.
Good, because we don't dress for you lot. Sometimes we do, but exactly. Sometimes we just want to dress in peace.
See this hair.
That's a midi dress, Maggie.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why
it's a bit of a weird cut, though. I don't like the.
No. Yeah, a nice black one.
Look at midi dress. Oh, I like that. Oh, it's Pretty Little ASOS. Yeah, I've seen that dress as well.
We have this thing till
three.
So 30 more minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
After this one, it's effed.
No, I'm just that.
Oh, midi dresses.
Yeah.
ASOS tall.
That's crazy.
You can get it in the regular one
but
as well.
First date, what's it? What would you look wearing on first date?
Dress.
Clothes.
Over it.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go naked. At least he might as well show him what he's gonna get now. Then
to be honest, my style has changed. Like before, I would be like, oh yeah, I could rock a piece of jeans on and a jumper. But like I'm like, oh yeah, I can wear a blazer now.
Yeah,
a white top.
Do you know what? Date? Where are you going for this first date?
No, like a casual, like a. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, you might hate this.
It's giving a bit too.
You might hate
not
this.
Not proper blazer.
No, you might. Yeah, you might hate this. Yeah. There's two things that I like to wear. Jeans, J's, and a leather jacket. Jeans, J's, or a blazer.
Leather jacket?
No, both of them.
I don't know why
no?
Like that.
It's your date. I don't know.
Is it bad?
I don't know about the blazer. I'll be real. Because blazer's giving me...
I'm not talking about a whole flipping school blazer. I'm talking about a fitted, tailored blazer that is nice.
Yeah, but... Anyway, I feel like the leather jacket cool is nice.
I know.
I think the leather jacket is nice.
What do you wear?
Me?
We're not having this conversation, bro.
Vibing.
Yeah.
And like me just chucking some cargos. I don't know, some shit.
Yeah, cargos.
I live respect for you in a big Arsenal coat.
What in, on a first date?
First date depends on the guy. I swear to God, I swear on my mother's.
It depends what the date is, though. Because you can wear a dress for girls.
Anything.
You know what? It gave me a bit of ick. Don't wear a tracksuit first date. I don't need to be seeing you first thing in a tracksuit. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it just shows that you're not putting much effort in.
If you're saying that, do not come to the date with fucked up shoes.
Shoes were fresh.
You better come out fresh out of the box shoes. Your first date, if you're saying, oh, don't wear a tracksuit.
Yeah, first date I went on. Yeah, I was wearing fresh shoes. Before they got fucked up. Now they're just...
I wouldn't wear fresh shoes, but I'd clean my shoes. Proper clean. But
you don't have to wear...
It depends. It just depends. If it's going to be cold out, jeans and a cute top. If it's going to be warm out, a dress and a nice jacket. Depends if you're wearing a bag or not.
But that's the equivalent. That's what I'll wear. Like, a jeans and a nice jacket. Like, blazer.
Yeah.
A shirt, I fuck with shirts, bro. I always like.
Yeah, but shirts. That's the equivalent. You'd wear a shirt.
Nah, I wouldn't.
You've worn shirt.
Yeah, before. Not to a first date. Nah, that's a bit too. Because then girls feel like I'm taking this too serious.
No, like a nice shirt. Like,
you should be taking it serious.
Not really.
And if she's complaining about being expensive, and you're not
here. I wouldn't wear a shirt and a blazer. I'd wear a t-shirt and a blazer. Or like a nice name brand.
I just like blazer. In my head, blazer. I'm just thinking proper fitted, like skinny.
You can get Zara blazers. You can get like. It's like an overcoat. You can get them.
I like trench jackets.
Like a big Burberry jeans.
I could wear like jeans and a turtleneck.
But where are you going dressing like this? Nando's.
Draco Morgan. On that level.
Yeah.
Thing, my 85 and I swear I don't leave.
Yep.
She don't give hat. So I can see all my block and speed. Had man screaming. Look, there's my man. Handing my pouches right. Left. We got this.
That was about that chat. What did we speak about? We spoke about dress code, dates.
Just a bit of a wild one.
Yeah, went a bit here, there, everywhere. Don't do that. But yeah, in a bit.
Like, comment, share.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like, comment, share with your auntie's fish.
And press that bell if you
and
can.
Dog. Ding. Bing bong.
Back with some more episodes. Hi guys, we're about that chat, and today we're going to be talking about sex and etiquette. I am Dre. I'm the But then I'm also just like, okay, no, I respect it because like you're keeping distance. Like, I like it. It's F.